Rei Shalav. So he's giving us scenarios where we're going to have an issue of the status of this entranceway. So we said you cannot carry from the Iskufa, the entranceway, even the scenario where it's a Rishus HaYachid, we cannot carry from there into Rishus HaYachid, because we're goyzer into a case where the entranceway is not a Rishus HaYachid, it's a Carmelis. So then it's going to be a problem from carrying there into Rishus HaYachid. So even in a case where it's Rishus HaYachid, you can't carry because you might carry in that case. No, he said, gives another example where we're going to have a problem carrying from the entranceway into the house. You have a very large roof. It's very wide and it's deep, etc. But there's no walls. So, that does not create its own rishus. It's only in conjunction with having two walls on the side. We can say pitzurka yerav esoisim on the other two directions. But if you have no walls at all, you don't say pitzurka yerav esoisim in all four directions. So therefore, a porch which is open on the sides and on the front, so it has one wall in the back, that's not going to help us. That's not enough to be. You won't say pitzurka yerav esoisim in that scenario. So the porch is not considered a rishus hayachid. So you cannot carry from the porch into the house. So it gets the same status as the Carmelis, which is outside. So you cannot carry from the Carmelis into the house. So the Mishnah Berurah gives an example of a person who would want to pick up his key somewhere there and put it into the door. So that's carrying. So if he puts it into the door, unlocks it, and pulls the key out, if that's, you're able to do that, so he hasn't done it. He's only moved it within the Carmelis, within the porch. But if the only way you open the door is by leaving the key in the door and pushing the door open with the key in it, that's called you're bringing the key into the house from the porch, which is also to do. Okay.
Well, isn't the key inside in the keyhole? Wouldn't that be considered a makom patur? It's in the key, the receptacle in the lock inside the door. Wouldn't that be considered?
There's no din of makom patur inside of the Rishus HaYachid.
But you're not in the Rishus HaYachid.
That bichori would have urine, bichori the Carmelis.
What?
Wouldn't the keyhole bichori would have urine?
I'm saying when the move, well, what status does it get when it moves inside the house?
It doesn't move inside the house, I mean. It doesn't move in its chori.
Right, so that's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to listen to people who ones that didn't work at all.
I'm giving two scenarios. One scenario is you put the key in, unlock it, take the key out, and put it down. So you haven't done anything. You took the key from your porch. That's not called going inside and putting it into the hole. Now, there were some old-fashioned locks which went, the hole went all the way through. We said before, a hole which goes all the way through has to recover Rishus HaYachid. That's a problem. But nobody has, we don't lock like that nowadays.
Right.
Nobody, the locks don't go all the way through. So that's a very rare situation that you have such a type of thing. The challenge you have with certain types of doors, the only way you could open it is by leaving the key turned and you push in with the key turned.
Right.
So then you're bringing the key into the house from the porch, which is us. Or v'chei megagin shalonu haboltim lifnei abatim didn't kushusam shalifneihem. Pitzurka yerav esoisim only works on flat roofs. Doesn't work on slanted roofs.
I'm sorry, say this again?
The P-ticker Yerba Soysa. This new halacha that we just said is called P-ticker, the front face of the tikra counts like a wall, only works on a flat roof. So if you have a slanted roof, so you do not say P-ticker Yerba Soysa. So if the roof which we have over the porch is slanted, you cannot say P-ticker Yerba Soysa. So even if it has two walls on the side, it has walls on the sides. It doesn't help me because you cannot use the roof as your enclosure. Now you might have a scenario over there which you could actually have to end up with three walls. You could have the back wall, which is the house, and two side walls, but you still can't carry inside three walls.
Why not?
Just believe me. For now, okay? You can't carry inside three walls. You need to have some type of enclosure on the four sides. It'll be allowed to carry. So just with just that alone, and you cannot argue that the roof is the fourth equivalent of the fourth wall because the roof is slanted. So you're going to have to come up with something else to be mounted the carry over there. So that situation, you're not allowed to carry from the porch into the house. So you have a scenario: if there's no side walls, you can't carry in. Scenario: if the roof is slanted, you can't carry in. You have a scenario where even if the roof is flat and there are side walls, but we're saying you can't carry from there inside, because there you might carry from there inside. In these other cases, which you can't do. So if you do enclose the whole area and you really bona fide make a valid halachic enclosure, that the place can do allow that, you know, that Mishnah Berurah says that then you're really allowed to carry inside. So how do you do that? So the Mishnah Berurah will talk about. Let's tackle the Mishnah Berurah. So we're holding Mishnah Berurah back in page Reish, and we're looking at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches. So the scenario over there was that not going from the into a house is going from a carmelis into a garden. So the garden is enclosed, but since it's not for deer, it's made for planting, etc. And if it's more than and it's a case where it's basisayim. So and there's you want to carry from the carmelis into the garden. We said that you're allowed to carry. So I'm also allowed to pick up a key in the carmelis and open the door of the carpet. Pen motalika. We said before, the garden, because it has walls around it, is a rishas yachid. But since it's not made for living and it's a large enough area, Chazal gave a dinner of carmelis, you can't carry in there. They also gave a kula that you can carry from a regular carmelis to this carmelis as well, as long as you don't go dalet amos. Keeping the rabbanon still carrying carmelis, we also had tilto bimenu the bika shlofanei v'atam kanal. So we didn't ask for carrying from the bika, which is the open carmelis, to the closed carmelis. As long as so you're allowed to open it. Of course, you're allowed to open it. What's the problem? Where's the transfer? We mean liftoyach b'hanu aflahachnis hadelash im shalgina imam avteach lifnim. And we're talking about opening the door inwards with the key in it. So now the key is going from the bika, which is a open carmelis, into the gino, which is a closed carmelis. But that we're saying is mutter, because it's not going to alaramis. And we said, okay, but if the step going in from the bika, from the open carmelis into the enclosed carmelis, there's a raised step going in, that might change the whole dynamic. There can't be any skufa, which is Rishosiyof. It's a learner, the Pesach Agino, Lohitei Skufa Shakaran Ashvel, which means a doorstep. Gavoya, it shouldn't be a raised type of a step going in. If it's raised enough, that's called Rishos HaYachid. That's not a Rishos HaYachid of a carmelis. It's not a carpet of a base aside. So people don't perceive that. Perceive that there's a little small area which is a Rishos HaYachid. So you're going from carmelis A to carmelis B through a Rishos HaYachid. Well, you cannot take that key from the carmelis and put it into Rishos HaYachid. So what makes a Rishos HaYachid? Shigawaya sir, because the step is 10 fucking high. And it's 4x4.
One step is 10 fucking high?
That's... I don't mean one step. I mean the steps up.
Okay.
The platform of the step inwards, the door step, is 10 fucking high. Shigawaya sir, the love hockey is scuba Google Carmelis. If this doorstep is not 10 tefachim off the ground, which you will access by stepping up a few steps, but if the doorstep where the door is not 10 tefachim raised, then it's a carmelis also. So then it's the same thing as the bika. Mechanim will hold you, sir, if it wasn't 4x4. Welcome to Turu, Bavari Mutalam, and allow this tefachlisku. So if the area is raised up, it's not 4x4, it's a welcome to Turu. So I don't have a problem with taking a key from the caramel to walk up the door. At worst, the walk up the door is like a caramel. So long as it's less than $1, you're okay. Or it can be a shesel yachid, not by being raised, but because it has two side walls and you have a flat roof on top. And this new concept of called p'tikra, the front face of the roof, gets a halachic status of a wall. And it closes it. Shtei mechitzos. So now, like Rashi, the rice at three walls is the Rishon LeYochid. Not that you can carry in there, but we're discussing an Isser over here. What's Rishon LeYochid? You can't carry from the Carmel to the Rishon LeYochid. So according to Rashi, as soon as you have a third wall, you can't carry there from the Carmel to there. So the walls, the side walls have to be 4 tefachim deep. Shemichom marbo. The pachos mizeh afilu arba mechitzas gemuras avishas soyachim. For now, b'simin shem amazim pitas. If even if it's 4 full walls, if it's not 4x4, so it's not avishas soyachim. Even though the iskufa is not kavoy asora. It's a loymer iskufa. The step is not the doorstep is not raised. The step is irrelevant. I don't care how high it is. It can be totally level with the ground. The Rishon LeYochid is because you have side walls and you have the roof on top. Okay. Then we said you cannot be matzis from the skufa to Rishon LeYochid. So Mishmur says, Eino koya d'liel. This is a new case. That's a case of Carmelis iskufa, which is a Rishon LeYochid, into the carpet. Right? So we said you can't do that. Right? But now I want to know carrying from a. But that's a Rishon LeYochid, which we deal with like a Carmelis in some ways. What about a regular case of an iskufa going into a building? Iskufa medes if they again. Iskufa sabayis tremendous tachas amashker. There's this access point into the house, and it has a roof over it, and you want to carry from there into the house. So the roof on top of this access point is 4 tefachim deep and wide. So you should not carry from there into the house and vice versa. Because if we're going to let you carry in this scenario where the roof is deep enough and the walls are deep enough, you might carry in a case where that's not true. So he said, don't carry that at all, in that situation at all. It will not be a tikkur of arba.
It doesn't quite say exhausted. It's Yishla Hachmir. It doesn't even say exhausted in the Ravan.
Well, the Lashon of the Ravah, Miu Osu Lachachas, Miu Skupa, Miu Shizu Yachar, Miu Yipkul. Shin Hashem Elo Yeh, Tikr Arba. Yeah. Shem Elo Yeh, Miu Yeh, Miu Yeh, Miu Skupa, Miu Shizu Rabim, Fili Iman, Miu Chavar, Miu Tvachim. Now we'll make the chum the other way around. This iskufa is not Rishon LeYochid. It's not deep enough. So I should carry from there to Rishon LeRav. No, you can't, because if we allow that, you might carry in a case where there is dalad there, and then it's Rishon LeYochid derais. Shemiz damish yeh mashkev arba tvachim was haloi Rishon LeYochid gemura. Okay, so what's that in the case where the iskufa is not 4? You know, the iskufa is 4. So it has walls on the side, which are 4. It has the roof on top, which is 4. The wall, they have 2 walls. The roof on top, you say pitikri or vesosim, and you have 3 or 4 walls, however you want to, you define that. Fine. What about a case where it's not 4 tefachim deep? So it's not a Rishon LeYochid. So what's its status? Its status is considered a continuation of the Carmelis. So a din shalafanel, it has the same din as the area out there, which is rabim zel mokum botul gabei. Even as the gam kerushes a rabim, even karmelus karmelus. See, if this house is immediately adjacent to rishus a rabim, so the house inside is rishus a yochid. This like access point into the house, outside of the door, is not part of the house. it's not large enough to be separate, distinct in its own. It's part of the Rishus Rabbah. Okay, then that is not three Tvachim Ha. The three Tvachim Ha is not part of the Rishus Rabbah. So what is it? It's either, well, it's not 4x4, it's three Tvachim Ha, not 4x4, it's a block up a door. But that's all if you assume that our Rishus, but if you say nowadays, the Ramah says, and nowadays we assume that all streets are Carmelists because they don't have 600,000 people, the streets are Carmelists. Then the Amakim Torah doesn't exist. So the Iskuf is a Carmelist. Philim Gavoya Shloisha, and I don't want to run through this.
Another 7-8 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Philim Gavoya Shloisha, Chavkes. That's alarming. Kain Havi Oysa Amakim Torah. So it's three Tvachim high. So it's not part of the Shusur Rab. Or the. Right? It's not 4x4, so it's a Malkum Patur. We start with Kima Shadow Mashka, Shall you scoop a rock of our butt talking? Havigam Kenem and Zuzah Shimina Tsodim are less than, are not 4 talking. We got me scoop a goof of a gam can ain't rock of our butt talking. So the platform is not 4x4. The walls on the side are not 4x4. The roof on the top of them, but not 4x4. So that's a Malkum Patur. It's not 4x4. Yemela Havi Malkum. Welcome to it. Welcome to it. Look, I'm on the wood to the top of the Shusser Yachin, the Shusser Rab. Comes from one said, Come on, Kim and Shakal Rashriya Shalon, Wahim Carmelis, the Das Kamapoiskim. According to many opinions, the street is not Shusser Rabim, because it doesn't have enough people traveling on it. So then it's a Carmelis. And we said, I'm welcome to it, a Carmelis, because it did have a Carmelis. Okay. There's no difference between the doors open or doors closed. Right? If the doors open, maybe it's like an extension of the house. No, it's not. It stands on its own. It's made to be outside of the door. So the opening the door doesn't make that area an extension of the Rishus HaYochid. Okay. So taking this Lamais from Zakhtam Shabur. So basically what we're saying like this. Yesh Yizor V'Oysen HaMakar Meshosel HaTil Tumach V'Shein Shomer. If you're dealing with a city with a Zohar. The Pesach HaKnes is Hulat Tzad HaRachay. For example, with the Shul is... goes opens out straight into the street. Vein Shom Cheder Lifnei HaPesach. There's no like enclosed little foyer outside of the doorway. Okay. Va'akum maybe him up there. So they leave the shul locks, and they keep the key in the gabbai's house, and they ask the goy to bring the key to the shul. So we say, okay, Mir La'akum. It's a carmelis. You can ask the goy to carry something in the caramel says shoes to shoes tzarech of the rabbin to keep the shul safe, keep open the shul so people should daven there. So we're good with that. So now we get to the shul and we want to unlock the door. So our shamish says, great, Mr. Goy give me the key and I want to open up the shul. So he's standing on this iskufa, which is extension of the caramelis, right? Puts the key in the door. Shiyikach Hashamash Mavteich Miyodoi. Ashiyah Imam Akum Yachat Hachas Mashkev Shalapesach. So we can go through a few scenarios. If this covered area over in front of the door is a Rishus Yachid, if you pick it up, take it from the goy before that step, you're in the Carmelis still. So the shamash is taking from the Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid. So if the case was, he should not take it from the goy, he should be under the overhang. The Shema Yeshua and Batikra Arba Tvachim, because there might be a situation where the roof over is four. Rabbi Shesu Yochid, Mataltim and Karbalis, Shlifnei Basic Nesses, Lusar Shesu Yochid. Then you're carrying from the Karbalis into this little area, which is Shesu Yochid. Well, Ken Yikach Mavtech Miyado Akum Tachas Amashkuf. Wait till you're under that, then take it from the goy, and then Machagiftach Amanal, then unlock the door. But that's unlocking the door. But do not open the door until you take the first take the key out of the door, out of the lock, and then open the door. Because if you don't do that, you might be moving the key from the front area, which is not a Rishus HaYochid, into the Shulmas Rishus HaYochid. The Shemayin B'tikra Chutzadel is Arbatvachid. It's a Shomu Karmelis. Umachas B'Karmelis Rishus HaYochid. Okay, Yosef Kila HaMavteach. Okay, so unlock the door, take the key out. Give it to the goy to hold. Or hide it under the platform. Or the mala, if they shkivas adelis, or somewhere above, outside of where the door is. And then open the door. Now, Zat Mishabura, Musa Shmuz. So, like, the shul, when being built, the community should recognize that they need to create a safe halachic way to allow the person to open the door. So the simple answer is to create like a outside foyer, which is a room. So you walk into that, and then you open the door into the shul. So now your mamish is just a yochid mamish gomer. Then you have no problem with the keys. Roy the call she asked the fnei a pesach eis a cheder. She was just a yochid. V'yavi akam haftech l'shom. To go bring that into that room, and then asking both of them to stand on this little platform in front of the door is not really going to work so well. So therefore, we don't want to do that. Okay, let's pause here and we'll pick up the rest tomorrow, and then we'll see some of the Beir Halacha.